then the Makoros are essentially the same, but the things are different. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we had left off at a very, very important sugya, and that's still in Shin Yud Dalet Aleph. Today we're going to go from coast to coast, Be'ezer Hashem. From Shin Yud Dalet Aleph, we're going to try to finish before Yom HaKippurim all Shin Yud Dalet. We did almost the most important sugya of Binyan Sefirah V'Kelim, but if it's possible for something to be more important, actually in Shin Yud Aleph also comes up the sugya of Psik Reisha. So we're going to do that Be'ezer Hashem as well. Try to see some applications. What I'm going to do first, the way I decided to do this, the diyun as it appears in the poskim is not easy. One goes through the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to first read the presentation very simply and beautifully by the Mishnah Berurah, give some of the fun lamdus that's behind it. And then I just want to show you how it emerges from the actual poskim themselves, the diyun in the poskim. That's how, it's in a way it's a little bit backwards, but I think it's the best way to present it. After the Mechaber discussed the halacha binyan stir v'kelim, entirely unrelated to this from a halachic perspective, he continues in Aleph, v'im hoya sakin takua me'er Shabbos, b'chavis, mutu lo'itziu lachnisa, sharei eino kemiskavin lo'hoisif. If one has a knife that is in a barrel, so then in such a case the Mechaber says that's permissible to take it in and out. The Rama immediately disagrees. So the Rama quotes a Trumas Hadeshin that we're going to see at the end, that the Beis Yosef was very much aware of this Trumas Hadeshin. He spends a lot of time going to this Trumas Hadeshin that says that, wait a second, if the hole has already been made, then it's mutter. But otherwise, it's going to be aser. What's behind this machlokas? Why does the Mechaber say that in such a case it's permissible? And why does the Ramah say that it's aser? After all, is the Mechaber not aware of the Gemara that says, Psik Reisha v'lo yamas, it's mutter? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah's presentation. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramaskul Takua, Hainu, Shoye Takua Bechozek, Val Yidei Hotzasa Vechnisasa Psik Reishahu, She Yisrachev Hanekev, Afilu Hachi, Kivan Dikir Yisuru Hu Rak Medar Abanan, Sfir Lei Deshari, Kivan Sheinu Miskavin Laza. So Mishnah Berurah's presentation is that the issue over here is an issue of Psik Reishe De Lo Nichalei, here Einu Miskavin Laza is Lo Nichalei, on a Durabanan. That's how the Mishnah Berurah presents it. V'dasar amolach lokolov, d'dafki kishotzi epamachas mibod yom. Da'idezen esrachiv ktsas. The Ramah says no, that only if it's not, you're not making a hole, is it permissible. D'sulo avi psik reishe, avo belav achi asur d'psik reishu. Otherwise it's going to be asur because of psik reishe. Now, the presentation of the Mishnah Berurah, that this machlokis, and this is critical, and I have to tell you, the other times I did Hilchos Shabbos in a scattered fashion, without going straight through Shulchan Aruch, we discussed a lot of Psik Reisha L'Nichalei, but I never really saw where it comes from in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So this is, I think, the most, at first glance, at least the Mishnah Berurah's presentation, the most obvious makar for the sugya of Psik Reisha D'lo Nichalei. That the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber says that it's mutter, and the Ramah says that it's aser. Just to show you that the Mishnah Berurah's mahalach, the way he presents it over here, is also consistent with the end of our siman. In the end of our siman, in Sif Yud Beis, we have a similar type of case, in Shin Yud Dalet Yud Beis, Sakin Shu Tokov Bekoso Shal Eitz Mibod Yom, Oso Otsiya B'Shabbos, Kivan Shu Dover Mechuba, Avon Mutokov V'Sasso V'Chein B'Chol Dover Tolosh Mutar Lo Otsiya. So the Mechaber over here says, if we're talking about a Psik Reisha D'Lo Nichalei on a wall, so then it's in such a case, then it's going to be yasir. But if it's a davar talush, then it's going to be permissible. That's what emerges from the psak of the Mechaber. So what's the chiluk between the two? That's what the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'ayin l'kamam b'sif yubeis, the b'kosu shum l'chubar, gam ha-mechaber modad asa otziyo ha-sakin shu takuot bo v'erev Shabbos. The Mechaber is going to say that it's going to be usher to take it out on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because in such a case, you're going to be making a wall in what's Mechuber. So what's the difference between the two? According to, we've learned already in the past, that we're talking about a barrel. So in a barrel, making a single direction hole, so that's going to be only an Isser Durabbanan. But if you remember, we discussed that for Bona, so there it could very well be, that's going to be a Doraisa, even if the hole is going in one direction. So says the Mechaber, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that that's why over here there is an Isser on for the Mechaber, because we're talking about a Doraisa, even though it's a Lo Nichalei. But over here, in Sif Aleph, we're talking about Durabanan, hence it's going to be Mutter. This is a simple Mahalach, straightforward Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah. To jump to Halacha L'maisa applications from this, and then I want to go back and get into the nitty-gritty in the Mineu Bay. But to jump and to show how this applies in Halacha L'maisa application. Chacham Avadia quotes in Yechaveh Das in Chelik Bey Simin Mem Vav. He quotes the Ola Shavas as saying, from here we see black on white. Kemat the Mishnah Berurah said it, but here we see black on white that the Mechaber holds on Psik Resha Delo Nichle is Mutter Midrabanan. Says Ravadia, therefore, Psik Resha Delo Nichle, anytime we're talking about a Durabban is Mutter. He quotes even those who argue Psik Resha Delo Nichle even on a Duraisa is Mutter. That he's we know the sheet as Ha'aruch that holds that way from the Tosfos and Ksuvos on that Vav and Aleph, but that he's more hesitant to go with, but he's quite confident that it's going to be Mutter, which will come out according to this presentation. Therefore, according to Ashkenazim, then you don't have the Heter B'Pashas of Sikrei Shavu Michalei on the Rabbanan, if you understand that the Ramah disagrees. And according to for Svardim, so then what would not? Now, Rav Avadia actually has almost a quasi-humorous case that he's discussing. I know he discussed in other instances, but the Shiloh over here he's talking about is an individual who's wearing a synthetic clothing on Shabbos, that the synthetic clothing causes sparks to come out on Shabbos, and sparks is an Issur Derabbanan. So he says, since the Psik Resha Delo Nichle, so therefore the halacha is that it's going to be Mutter. Now, I heard this discussed as a Masorah in our yeshiva. Rabbi Willick has a shiur that he gave. That he gave it, it could very well be that he still gives it in contemporary halacha, where basically the whole shir is mevusas on this diun, and the shaila that he discussed, where he uses Rav Avadia's shita and he applies this halacha lemaisa, was in regards to someone who forgot to shut off the keypad on their alarm. In other words, for whatever reason, the siren is not going to go off. But often what happens is the alarm has a pad, and there are LED lights that indicate when the door is going to be open and when the door is closed. There's a green light when the door is open, let's say, and there's a red light that when the door is closed. So the diun over here was the following. The diun was, is a person allowed to open and close that door if the LED lights are going to go on and off? Because at the end of the day, once the LED lights are going on and off, so then you have a shaila of a psik reisha. At the same time, it's a lo ichpas light. So there is a big diun in the Rishon where the psik reisha lo ichpas light is the same thing as a lo nichalei. Rabbi Willig was working with the Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, which is one of the Makoros that seems to say like this mechaber. At least the way again the Mishnah Berurah is presenting it, that psik reisha lo nichalei is going to be mutter. Hence, with this LED light, so maybe it could be, and if you hold, now first of all, LED light is not a real light, even though the Achiezer says that turning on a light is an Issur D'Oraisa on Shabbos, and that's why they said Achiezer was machmir from Bori Moreh Eish. He wanted to drive home the point that electronic light was mamish Eish, that they say he made a Bori Moreh Eish on real light. But LED light is what they call a cold light, it's not a hot light. So it seems, unless you're choshish for the chazanish that holds electricity as a deraisa, which we tend not to follow, so then the shaila over here is only a derabbanan. So according to Rav Avadia, so what come out is that sipsik reisha delo nichalei, in such a case it would be mutter. The only question is then according to the Ramah, that's good for svardin, but for Ashkenazim, b'chura according to the Ramah, according to the Mishabura's presentation, it will come out that it's going to be us. Yes, Gil. Oh, for our lo ichbasle means that he doesn't care. He doesn't care whether the light goes on or not. So the company does it because they think the consumers want. For sure, for us on Shabbos, it's not important. Lo nichale, the classic case of lo nichale is when you're pulling out a rag in the sugi ksuvis to block up the keg. So then, in such a case, the beer that comes out falls on the floor. So you're doing schita. On the other hand, the beer is ending up on the floor. So that's lo nichale. There, he doesn't want it. So that's right. So lo nichale might be worse. So just because you hold sikresh lo nichale is motor doesn't necessarily mean that you hold sikresh lo ichpasle is going to be motor. So Tosus over there has this chat. Now what Rav Willig continued to do in most of the shiur was, this is one of these chedushim that once you hear it, you never forget it. He suggested a following beautiful lamdas. This is not halacha lemaisa, but I must share with you this lamdas. He suggested a beautiful lamdas to explain this shita that we're seeing black and white. This is the shita of the mechaber, the Tosos. Why psik resha de lo nichle on a derabbanan is dafka mutter? You should say psik resha lo nichle, either psik resha lo nichle is mutter on deraisa as well, or say psik resha lo nichle is across the board. What's pshat that dafka on a derabbanan and not a deraisa? So you could say that on some level psik resha de lo nichle is only a derabbanan itself, trade derabbanan, but pashas it's not that way. Psik resha is a deraisa. So why do you make a chiluk on a level of derabbanan and deraisa? How can you say that it's that's all a sudden mutter? So I must share with you this beautiful lamdas. So this lamdas encapsulates a chakira and psik reshe that's well known. And that is, I want to come back to this chakira later on, but let's just give one nafkamina. There are many nafkaminas. Rav Elchanan Wasserman explains that the machlokis harishonim, whether psik reshe delo nichale is mutter or asr, revolves around the very famous chakira. And that is, how do you look at psik reshe? There are two ways Rav Elchanan says you can look at psik reisha. One way of understanding psik reisha is that just like a fellow is mechaving a maisa A, he's also mechaving a maisa B. Just like he was mechaving to get the head of the chicken, he was also mechaving to the shechita. It's impossible for you not to be mechaving to the shechita. That's one way of understanding it. You're mechaving on A and you're mechaving on B. Now Rav Elchanan continues with a very abstract chakira, which has beautiful practical applications. He says that, but there's another way of understanding psik reisha. Pshat of psik reisha is not that just like you're mechavein a maisa A, you're also mechavein a maisa B, but rather, this is in the sugya over there in Ksuvas on Dav Dalet, on Dav Vav, Rav Elchanan writes this, the other way of understanding psik reisha is that it's not two separate maisios. It's not the pshat that you're getting a toy to play with and the male of the chicken is dying. It's one maisa. It's the way they say it in the American yeshivas. Is it the pshat that you're mechaven a maisa B, or is a maisa A B? Do you call it one maisa? In other words, an ainu miskaven normally is that you're moving the chair. Let's take the case of a goros asal. You're moving the chair from one place to the other. So the one thing is moving the chair. That's maisa A. B is you're making the furrow in the ground. So if it's a psik reishe, so it's not the pshat that you're being mechavin on the furrow. It's stronger than that. It's one maisa, and by definition, you're chayv. Says Rav Elchanan, the nafkamina in this chakira is the shita of the aruch, lo nichale. If you hold that lo nichale is mutter, you know what the aruch is assuming? The aruch is not assuming it's maisa A-B, because if once it's maisa A-B, and you're mechavin on maisa A, by definition, you're being mechavin on maisa B. You can't separate the two. It's one maisa. However, the pshat over here, according to the aruch, is that the psik reisha works, that just like you're mechavein a maisa A, you're also mechavein a maisa B. Im kainim advarim, if that's the pshat, now I understand why lo nichale is mutter. Because what does lo nichale say? Let's take, in our case, let's focus in the Shulchan Aruch as much as possible. So in our case over here, the fellow doesn't want the result, he's not interested in this result. He's ena mechavein was the lashon that we saw in the Mordechai. That's the mechar bekar for this psak of the mechaber. He's ena mechavein for the result of making the hole. That's the farthest thing from his mind. So he's not a mechavein on maisa B. He's only mechavein on maisa A. Hence the heter psik reshal nichle according to Aruch. Okay, fine. That's simple. That's standard yeshiva shirei.
But now we've got to get more nuanced. This is where Rabbi Willick pulled out a beautiful ha'ara. Now we need to get a little more nuanced. Not only over here do we need to now be mechalik between a level of Daraisa and Darabana. We're splitting the psak. We're accepting the aruch, but we're Tosis and Shabbos. By the way, it's the Tosis and Shabbos, Kuf Gimel Menal, that seems to say, and the Darabanan, yeah, we'll be mekel. So why? Memanasham. So here he pulled out another standard beautiful mahalach, and that is the famous Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim. The Meshech Chachma asks, why is it that when it comes to, this is already almost Thursday night Rosh, this Meshech Chachma, because it connects also to a lot of Machshav. Meshech Chachma asks, quotes the Ramban's famous Kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that all Yisrei Darabanan are Bechlal the Yisrei of Lo Sasur, if at the end of the day, if that's all, if every Darabanan is Daraisa, why should it be that Safik Darabanan Lekula? Because every Darabanan is really Daraisa, so it's a Safik Daraisa. That's one question, the famous question the Ramban asks on the Rambam. The other question that the Meshech Chachma asks is that when it comes to Darabanan, I don't even understand how all Darabanan work, asks the Meshech Chachma. What about Baal Tosef? How could the Darabanan come along and introduce a new Yisurei Darabanan? The Torah says that there's an Yisur Basar Bichalav. How could Chazal come along and say there's Basar of Bichalav? What do you mean? The Torah Asur Dachka Basar Bichalav. How can you say that there's another Yisur Basar of Bichalav? So the Meshech Chachma, Reb Chaim said this Yisod as well, with a couple of exceptions, but Reb Chaim also developed this idea. Reb Elchanan quotes this from Reb Chaim in other places, that there is a fundamental difference between Yisurei Darabanan and Yisurei Daraisa. Yisurei Darabanan are Yisurei Gavra, that the Rabbanan didn't come along and say that there's a Chetz of Macholos Asuris, that Basar of Bechalav is one of the 613 or 614 mitzvot in the Torah. No. They came along and they said that we want to protect Basar Bechalav, so we create Basar of Bechalav as well to protect. So that's when it comes to Yisurei Darabanan. Hence, that answers the question of Baal Tosef, and it also answers another question. The other question that is, how can you say Savik Darabanan Lekula if every Darabanan is a Din Daraisa? So what does it mean every Darabanan is Daraisa? So what it means is the following: that the Torah says, listen to the Rabbanan because they know how to create Gedarim to protect the 613 Daraisas. So, if you have a Safek Chefza, so the way Meshech Chachma presents it, is a Safek Chefza of a Doraisa, is a Safek of poison. Is anybody going to eat Safek poison? You have Safek Basar Bechalav. So that's Safek poison. Then you're not going to eat. But when it comes to an Yisur Darabanan, so an Yisur Darabanan is what? An Yisur Darabanan is only a Geder. So here he comes up with, this is the only leap of the Meshech Chachma, but I think it's a valid leap, and that is, he says, the Rabbanan only answered the Geder B'Torah Vadai, not B'Torah Safek. So when you have a Din Daraisa, so then it's Yisur Chetzah, then Safek poison, you have to be Machmir. However, when we're talking about the Geder, so then in such a case it becomes a Safek, which is going to be Mutter. Hence, even though every Rabbanan is a Daraisa, the Safek is different between them. That's what the Meshech Chachma claims. So we'll put the two together. And he said like this. He said, that's why we're making on the Psikri Shadalonichal Eidachkan Adarabbanan and not Adaraisa. Maybe the Svara behind the Tosis and the Beis Yosef, the Psak of the Mechaber, could be, is based on the following two assumptions. And that is, that Psikri Shadalonichal, how does the Lonichal work? Lonichal breaks apart the Mechavein of Maisabit. But when it comes to Yisurei Daraisa, so then where you focus on the object, so then the kavana of the Adam is not countenance. We don't take that into account. However, when we're talking about a Dirabanan, so Dirabanan takes into account, if you will, the status of the Gavra, because the whole Yisur is all the Yisur Gavra. So the Gavra says, what do you want from me? Lo nichali, this is not what I want. So if it's a daraisa, so we say, look at maisa A B. It's one maisa. Lo nichali is not important. It's a charifus. But if you say that we're focusing on the perspective of the gavra, so then in such a case, maybe one could argue that it's going to be mutter. So this is the geshmaka Torah, if you will, that this is why LED lights will be mutter according to that svara, and this would be also the svara. Obviously, Rav Avadi doesn't speak in these terms, but this would be also the svara that possibly could be behind what's going on over here. Now, Rabosa, I just want to point out to you how these two shitas developed. Outside of the lamdas, outside of the halacha lamaisa, I feel responsible to show you how these how these shittos develop. First of all, the psak of the Mechaber is based on a Mardechi. The Mardechi writes, black on white, that the halacha is that you're allowed to pull a sakin out from barrel on Shabbos and to put it back. The Mardechi is in Simin Tuf Mem. So if the Mardechi says that it's mutter, so then why in the world is the halacha that it's going to be usher? Does the Ramah not go with this Mardechi? So the answer is no. The Ramah does go with the Mardechi. However, there is a Trumas Hadeshin that asks on this Mardechi. So again, the Makar for this, the whole Heter Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei being mutter on a level of Derabanan is this Mardechi that says that in this barrel it's going to be mutter. So where did the Ramah come from to say that it's going to be Aser? So where do some of you have a Taz in front of you? So the Taz quotes the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin in Shin Yud Dalet in Sif Katan. In Sif Katan Beis, in the Taz. It's one of the longest Tazes in all of Hilchos Shabbos. I'll write out Lina there also for you to show you. The Taz quotes a Trumas Hadeshin that first quotes this Mardechi, but then says, this is the first part of the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is in Simon Samach Dalet. He writes, so again, here at the Makoros is the Taz in Sif Katan Gimel, quotes the Trumas Hadeshin in Simin Mem Dalet, and he quotes the whole Trumas Hadeshin. You have the whole Trumas Hadeshin there, Mitzila, Sif Katan Beis. You have the whole Trumas Hadeshin, Mitzila. Samach Dalet. Thank you. Okay, so here he quotes two different things. First he quotes the Mardechi. And the way the Trumas Hadeshin presents the Mardechi is that he presents the Mardechi in a way that we did not have in front of us in the Mishnah Berurah. And that is that the Mardechi is only matir, he says, belief sikration. That's the only case that the Mardechi says that it's going to be permissible. If it's not a sikration, that's at first glance the way the Trumas Hadeshin says it. Because in the Mardechi, it's not clear. It's not clear whether it's a psik reisha or not. The Trumas Hadeshin claims that it's belief psik reisha. Then, the Trumas Hadeshin seems to say, when it comes to a chavis, let's describe Dabra Talush. If we're talking about something that's a Dabra Talush, so then he says, then it's mutter pipsik reishin. And everybody is bothered that the Trumas Hadeshin seems to be soser himself. On the one hand, he seems to say that the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. He seems to say it's going to be mutter by a chavis only when it's not a pipsik reishin. And then he says that it's mutter even in the case of a pipsik reishin. This is the question that the Beis Yosef asks on the Trumas Hadeshin. Okay? Now, because the Beis Yosef asks this question on the Trumas Hadeshin, he says the following. He says, I think that the Mardechi held that it was mutter when it's a psik reisha. And this ukimta that the Trumas Hadeshin gave is incorrect. And really, at the end of the day, the Beis Yosef holds, because this ukimta, belief sikresha, is not correct, the Beis Yosef understands, unlike the Trumas Hadeshin, so he says, mutter b'chavis b'sikresha. That's the heter. Mutter b'chavis b'sikresha. Why? Iser derabanan. Hence, the presentation of the Mishnah Berurah, the way he sees the Beis Yosef understanding. However, the Ramah deals with this theory differently. The Ramah, in the Darkei Moshe, let me read you, it's two lines in the Darkei Moshe. The Ramah understands, no. The Ramah writes, in the Darkei Moshe, in Sif Katan Teis,
in the Darkei Moshe. Be'emes sheyosi yesh l'tzmo ala beis Yosef. Shekasen dvar melu. Sherei betrumas adesh muchach behedya. Ditam de bechavis asa mishum de ikla mechash shemiskan pischa. Ma she'en kein b'shar tzlushim.
Says the Ramah, the answer to the Sira is the following. He says, really everything is asur, according to the Trumas Hadeshin. However, the only thing that's going to be mutter is a davar hatalush, that if we're talking about pulling out a knife from something that was already talush, so he says, what malacha is it? There's no malacha. If you're talking about a chavis, so then you're not allowed to make a hole because Shema Yasa Pesach Yofeh. Shema Yasa Pesach Yofeh is Asur Midrabanan. Afilu B'Psik Reisha Delo Nichale. It's going to be across the board, Asur. However, when it comes to the Dover Atolosh Stam, there's no chshash of Pesach, ain't chshash Pesach, and since there's no chshash of Pesach, says the Ramah, it's going to be only mutter in that case. Therefore, afilu p'sik reish lo nichle b'isur d'rabbanan is going to be the halacha. So that is how the shitos evolved. Now, the way I understand the sugya is basically the Beis Yosef says the Trumas Hadeshin is osur himself. So I don't understand the Trumas Hadeshin. I don't know how to read the Trumas Hadeshin. All you see, all the notes that came try to be miyashiv, the Trumas Hadeshin. I don't know how to be miyashiv. So therefore the Beis Yosef says, I go with Pashas of what the Mordechai had said. And our starting point is the Mordechai. And the Mordechai says that it's mutter, lasos neker, bechavis. So what does that mean? Why is it mutter? There are other cases that we see that mechuba lekarka, it's asur. The answer is very simple, says the Beis Yosef. The answer is because it's an issur derabbanan. However, the Trumas Hadeshin said no. The case of the Mordechai was dafka case where it isn't the psik reishit. Then the Trumas Hadeshin seems to be sosur. So the Ramah then comes along and the Ramah said in the Darkei Moshe, and he says, no, the only time the Trumas Hadeshin was mekil was in a case of where there wasn't really a chshash altogether. It gives us some kimta to be miyashe the stira in the Trumas Hadeshin. This is the way the machlokis evolves, the way it was presented by the Beis Yosef. I do want to point out to you that there is one other way of understanding the machlokis entirely differently than the way we had just presented it, and then it's going to go back and throw everything on its head, and I can only wait the next 7-8 months of learning together to see whether this other understanding is correct or not correct. Take a look at the Gra. The Gra goes through the whole sugya kedarka b'kodesh beautifully. He presents things almost essentially, I've oversimplified a lot because I haven't gone through the Makoros in the Gemara, I'm just doing the Makoros that are most relevant. Take a look at the Gra in the last line over here in Shin Yud Dalid on this Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra writes, Vim Haya Vedafta. And we're going to see that the Mishnah Brura mentions this, but only in a slightly different way. Here he says the following: V'ikar k'moshe kasa magav ram b'shem agi mishnah, v'simin shin yud chesiv katan la mivav, v'kol shekein kan dafilu Rabbi Yehuda ein kamalacha shemekalka. The Gra quotes our magen Avram that we spoke about two weeks ago. And that is, he says, you know why another reason you could be mekel when it comes to the chavis? He says, because there's a halacha, that famous Magid Mishnah from Perek Yud Beis that we quoted already last time, that when it comes to making a kli, so then in such a case, for Makdiv HaPatish, you need kavana. By the way, I never gave a lumbus. What's the lumbus behind it? It's very simple. Asiyas kli is relative. It's relative to the individual. So, Gil is holding a cup. So, he made this cup, right? Let's say it didn't have a handle beforehand, and now he puts on a handle. So you could use this cup without it. Makom HaPatish is entirely relative to the person. It's entirely relative to him. So says the Gra, I'll give you another reason. He says this is the ikar reason to be makel in chavis, is because there's no such thing as a psik reshe de lo michale being usar on a kli, because makom HaPatish requires kavana for the result. And that's the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. I mentioned to you last week already that Rav Avadya uses this to be matir, let's say, bottle caps. So I just want to point out that if you learn like the Gra, then the heter of the Mechaber of psik reisha delo michale on kol haTorah kula, kol Shabbos kula, that in itself is a discussion, right? Rav Chaim kol haTorah kula versus Shabbos kula. The psik reisha delo michale in Shabbos, l'chura, there's no makar over here from the Mechaber. And the question is whether there is any entirely makar from the Mechaber. So leaving aside for Ashkenazim, even within the Sfardim, it's not clear to me that the Mechaber himself is Mevusas on the Heter and Sik Reish Lo Nichle Midrabban. I throw it out as something to wonder La Halacha. So therefore we have these Hanachos that we had before. If you assume the way the Mishnah Berurah is presenting, which is a standard way, so then in such a case it would be different. Now, when I mentioned to Rav Nemtzel this possibility of understanding, he seemed to like it. In fact, the first time when we read this together, so I asked him, what's the difference between the Mechaber and the Rama when we're just reading basic pshat? So he immediately went to the Gra's Havana. He said that there's no, that when it comes to a kli, it's all dependent on Kavana. So I said to him, what's the Hagdar? When do you decide which Malachos are dependent on Kavana and when not? So he said that he doesn't know. But it could very well be that if the Makar is coming from this Mardachi, that's the Makar. If this is the whole Makar in Shulchan Aruch, it's a big if. But if the Makar is from this Mardachi, and the Mardachi does not evoke this Psik Reish El Nichla, he just says in terms of this Makar Patish, so Yesh Lodun Bazeh, especially if the Gra understood it this way. Again, according to the Ramah, so the Ramah is Machmer of Psik Reish El Nichla. It's just a couple more Marimekomos on this that I want to give you so that we finish this topic from our sugya clearly. By the way, the Magen Avraham that we didn't go through at all claims that no one in the world holds Psik Reish El Nichla as Mutar de Rabbana. Magen Avraham Sif Klatin Hay says that this is totally ridiculous. What? Which one? Okay, but what's interesting is that the Magen Avraham has another way of explaining Truma Sadeshin. So that's why I said the sugi is very, very complicated. The notes that came, I tried to, Yeshua could be made. I'm trying to streamline. There's a lot more of quite a few nuances that I've tried to give it the sort of the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah angle with the Halacha L'Maaseh. But this is one of those cases that are very, very, very involved. Okay, but I wanted to show you, since we're doing Shulchan Aruch and Halacha L'maaseh, let me just show you that a couple of other applications that we have to come back to in terms of Psik Reisha Delo Nichle that you have to come back to. In the famous case, when it comes to the Zvuvim, in Shin Tezayin Siv Gimel, the Mechaber Paskins, famous case, I think what we'll do is we'll go to Tzad after Bona, so we'll get there, I hope, this year. To trap flies. Adds the famous Ramah. So here, the Ramah says, and therefore you have to be machmir. Now there's a big discussion whether the Mechaber agrees or disagrees with the Ramah. And as the Mechaber didn't say, on this case of Psik Reisha de Lo Nichle, it's Ein B'mina Natsud, it's only Lo Nichle, the Mechaber is not explicit over here. Now, what's well known is the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Tezvav, this is an important Marimokom, the Mishnah Berurah says on Teva Ktana, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tezvav, Avol Teva Gdola, Sfiru Le'i Ramad L'Kulei Amashari, because, says the Sharitzin, it's two Dirabbanans. This is the famous Makar, that if even the Ramah, according to Mishnah Berurah, holds that Psik Reisha de Lo Nichle on two Dirabbanans, is going to be mutter. Okay? So number one, we see again the Ramazal Shinatas of Sikreshal Michale on a Durabanan is Asur, Shin Pezan and Gimel, and the Mishabura claims two Durabanan is mutter. There's a famous response from the Chazanish, where the Chazanish asks, where did the Mishabura get this idea from to Durabanan? Okay, so that's one Makar. Another Makar in the Psik Resha de Lo Nichale on a Durabanan is another famous case. In Shin Mem, Sif Yud Gimel, and Shin Mem Yud Gimel, I meant Gimel, not Yud Gimel. Shin Mem Gimel, the Rama adds the famous Chumra, also the Shaber Uga Shiksavaleha Kimin Osios. It's prohibited to break a cookie that has writing on it. Apo Pishenu Mechavim Raklachila. So here, it says Beferish, he was not Mechavim to be Mochek. And this is not Iksav Shaosu Leskayim, so it's only the Rabbana. So Psik Resha Delo Nichale, interestingly, in Mordechi. So Psik Resha Delo Nichale, according to the Ramah, Psik Resha Delo Nichale, the halacha is what? According to the Ramah, Psik Resha Delo Nichale is Aser. Now, the many Achronim, later Achronim, are bothered. I'd like to leave this for the future, Mitzvah Hashem, are bothered that this is like a zillion Durabbanans. It's Kalachar Yad. It's Iksav Sheinim Iskayim. They say that at least it's probably they count three or four Durabbanans. Mekalkel. They count a bunch of Durabbanans. So they ask that the Chura, how could it be that the Mishabura is Choshesh for this Ramah if the Mishabura said that Trey Durabbanans is Mutter when it comes to Tzad? But again, Ramah, that seems to be Aserim. So hence, some want to say that the Mechaber holds its mutter. But we saw that the Gra, that Sikresh al-Nichalein ad-Rabban is mutter. But we saw that the Gra himself suggested an entirely different shot for the Heter of the Mechaber. So it still remains a big, I think it requires a lot of eon on our part to try to sort out what the Shitas HaMechaber is. But we gave the applications, we gave the Lamdas, and that's what a Chabura is for, to create the structure. And then Bezer Hashem, everything could develop. Yes, Hersim?
We saw when looking at the Magen Mishnah, they showed you the
right. Or it's not so clear that the Mechaber is disagreeing with those Ramas, right? I don't know. I'm not holding here to be able to address it entirely. I want to finish in Yudalit so that we start the new Zman having covered everything. So let me just show you that Shin Yudal, this is Matan's point, that this is still Torah Sheba'al Peh, because in Shin Yudalit, which is all about the halachas of Bona, there's a sif that talks about Mimareah. It's actually probably the most important sif that relates to the halachas of Mimareah. So let's just see that quickly. I want to make 2 points, Bezer Hashem, two, I think, important points about this sif. Shin Yudalit Yudalit. We're talking about barrels, so in that sif we have the halacha of closing up the barrel. Shin Yudal Yudal, Asa Liten Sha'ava Oshem and Av Binekiv Achavis Lososno Mipneshim Mereach. You're not allowed to smear the opening of the barrel with wax or oil because you have the Isser of Mereach. That's a separate Isser Doraisa. Says the Mechaber, it's going to be Asa. Okay. Just two ha'aros, one is related to the Beis Yosef on this halacha, is the following. I was always amazed by the famous heter of the Das Torah. Das Torah, I believe, is the Marsham. The Marsham has, in Shin Chav Ches, it's quoted, there's a long arichlus in this, in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, in Ramah Gimel Nun Ches. By the way, everything I quote in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos is the old edition. I haven't adjusted to the new editions. I don't know if I hope they haven't changed around the Prakim. They changed around the Prakim. Okay, well, I'm going to continue to quote from the old edition. Lami Gimel, old new edition, right? Lami, the censored edition. Lami Gimel Nun Ches. Every important edition always has its censors. Rav Nevin Sal's Mishabur has also been censored.
already. Kaka. The first edition, there are a few things that have been taken out. That's what nowadays. That's a siman that the sefer is great, that it has to go through the process of censoring that. So you just have to get the original edition. That's all. So lami gimel nun ches. So there's a long arichas in the Shmir Shabbos, and the Daf Torah has a very important heter. When we were, some of us were together in Camp Hask, this was Heschatayinu Nachum Aspirin Hayom. Heschatayinu bothered you? I was being tongue in cheek. Don't worry about that. I was being entirely facetious. So in Hask, this was a very, very important heter that was very relevant. And that is, let's say there is a camper, a client, who very much needs a cream. There were some campers who suffered from severe skin, I guess, malformations, and if they did not have cream that was put on their skin, so then in such a case the skin would mamish open up, and God forbid, very susceptible to infections. So it's a chola. Now, of course, if it's pikuach nefesh and it's a davar pashut, then it's going to be mutter. But what if it's not pikuach nefesh? It's a question of severe discomfort. So what was interesting was that Rav David Cohn and it seems when Shmir Shabbos, Rav Shlomo Zalman was in favor of the following heter. I always found it almost counterintuitive, and only this year did I understand a little more. And that is, the Das Torah says that if the cream becomes entirely absorbed into the skin to a point that it's not obvious that the skin had any cream put on it, then it's mutter. Now, I always thought that that's counterintuitive, right? If that's a really good, you did a really good ma'isa mimareach. But this is a heter on the books on the Das Torah. Now there seems to, we're going to get to it in Shin Teh Zayin, there might be a Magen Avram that seems to say it. It's late, the hour is late, so we'll leave that Magen Avram Mirza Hashem later on when we get to Shin Teh Zayin. But I just want to be mosif from Shin Yud Dalid that I found that the Beis Yosef seems to speak, it's not a Raya Mefureshes, but the Beis Yosef seems to speak in these terms as well. So therefore, what we suggested in camp was, if the camper really, really needed it, what we suggested was to have the cream put on kel achar yad, even though it was a daraisa. If it was absorbed in, could be it's even direct. It's mutter to put on directly if it's absorbed entirely into the skin, according to Das Torah. The Beis Yosef, when he discusses the shemen, writes the following. That was the description over here. Asalitan shaiva o shemen chu'av. So the Beis Yosef uses the following lashon: Umashma mehacha de lo asrinan ela beshavel ki yotzebo shudover hamismareach v'chein b'shemen av af al pi she'em mirucho nikar kol kach. So Beis Yosef's lashon is that even though it's not so obvious that you did miruach, nevertheless shemen av is still going to be aser. So I want to be medayik that in the Beis Yosef's Lashon, it could be this comes from Kadmonim, but the Beis Yosef's Lashon is that mimareach is when you're rubbing something and then there's a totsah that's obvious. But if the totsah is not obvious, in the mimareach in the Mishkan, the totsah was obvious. But if the totsah is not obvious, then the iser is not the pu'ula. That's the chiddush over here. The iser is the result. And if the totsah is that the Das Torah claims that if the totsah entirely disappears, then it's mutter. That's a fascinating heter. Finally, Rav Nevinsal points out in his Ha'aras on the Mishnah Berurah, one more Ha'ar Memareah, he points out in his Ha'aras on the Mishnah Berurah that Rav Moshe said that liquid soap is aser, and I think Rav Shlomo Zalman said that liquid soap is permissible. So he said that it could very well be that there was no machlokas between the two, that they told him that the liquid soap in America is a lot thicker than liquid soap here in Israel. Hence, it could very well be, according to Rav Nevinsal's presentation, so it could very well be that if it's any type of liquid soap that's thick, then that would also be a shaila mimareach.
And there it doesn't get absorbed entirely in, so that's something that needs to be taken into account. Right, but it nachon. Right, that's what I'm saying. Therefore you don't have the heter of the bastar. Correct. Therefore there will be so he said Rav Nevenzahl's understanding was, and as it's interesting, I'd always thought that liquid soap is I wasn't aware of this. I didn't know this tshuva of Rav Moshe. I thought that liquid soap, but lechura, Rav Moshe who prohibits would say that anytime it's thick, then it would be us.
That was a heifer, or that was